What up, guys? This is Nene Neku back today with some more anime-related content. What up, guys? Well, today we isn't talking about anime per se. Like, this title has been, you know, been fought over to be called an anime, and some people, like us, don't think it's an anime, but still, in the description, we don't just talk about anime. Like, we talk about all types of content, and like, let's get into it. So if you haven't guessed it already, we're talking about Avatar The Last Airbender. Ding! Stop. I know what you're gonna do. Put that music in the background. That song just slaps. Just put it in the background, bro. Because that song is automatically my favorite song. I mean, favorite soundtrack. It puts me in my feels. I will. Yes, sir. So like, Neku. Yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, sir. What comes to mind when you say Avatar? Those big, tall, blue-looking aliens that, you know, from the movie Avatar. No. I'm really serious. Like, when I was, like, 6 years old, I watched that movie at Zach's place. And, like, you know, I was scarred because, like, I was just a kid, not mature. I saw that guy get burnt. Like, I was like, what? Am I gonna get burned when I'm dead too? I saw that guy, what you call this? I saw those tall, big-looking aliens, those monsters that they're riding on, that look really weird, and I saw a bunch of blue aliens kissing, so of course I'd be uncomfortable because I was not mature, and I'm still not mature, so I'm not watching that movie ever again. Maybe in my next life, but, you know, bro, what if you get reincarnated, like, into an RPG-based thing? Bro, and I'll be out here looking like Kazuma, bro, I'll be learning all these skills to steal. Never mind. Okay, bro, but like Avatar, do you deem it? Why do you think people consider it as anime?
Well, an anime,
bro, it's typically made in Japan, but there's anime in China, Italy, France, more like a lot of places. And Avatar just has the style for anime, has a plot like an anime, has a lot of episodes like an anime, and actually even more episodes than a typical anime. But it still doesn't really look like anime, if I'm being all honest. It's okay. And when you go to Legend of Korra, heck, now that is not anywhere close to anime. Nope. Legend of Korra, Avatar is debatable. Legend of Korra, no, sir, it's not debatable. It's still the same art style, still the same thing, but just the feeling of it, nope. Legend of Korra is nowhere near, like, the feeling of an anime. And what are your thoughts on Legend of Korra? Firstly, like, when we were watching, remember those days? When we were watching, Avatar, remember when we were watching Avatar? Every day, you know, staying up late, having those popsicles that mom used to buy us, you know? Those are the days, and then Legend of Korra. Wait, hold up. What? We had the popsicles while watching Legend of Korra. We didn't have the popsicles while watching Avatar. And Legend of Korra didn't play late. Avatar played late. Pretty late, actually. So I have no idea what you're talking about. I think you got some things confused. So, like, just restart and speak. Fine. Skip that. We already told you, yeah, it was a good show. Just watched it. We just practically watched Legend of Korra just because we watched Avatar The Last Airbender, and it was nice. It was great. Avatar The Last Airbender was great. Bruh, but what about the movie? Whoa. Avatar The Last Airbender, the movie. The other thing was Dog Water. Remember that video on TikTok? Yeah, just put it up, bro. Pull it up. And I remember, bro, it was so Dog Water, bro. Cause like Aang, bro. Who's Aang? His name is Aang, bro. And I'm gonna spit it out there. That movie is so Groovefish related. Cause like, I don't know if the Firebenders were like all. You know, like, the Indian-y type skin color, Indian-type color, the waterbenders were like, you know, typical Americans. The earthbenders were Asian people. There's no cap. I'm not saying they have Asian descendants. Let's just say the Asian people. What about the airbenders? The airbenders, bro, I only remember Aang, and he looked freaking American. So it is really classified. I don't know what they're thinking. Bro, Zuko Scar, again, Zuko Scar, the movie was trash. Why isn't Zuko bald? Why doesn't he have that weird ass ponytail? Why? 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 It was trash. I'm not watching that movie again. I'm not watching it again. Again, the only reason we're watching it because I was like, we were like 6 years old and we watched Avatar, so we thought it was gonna be nice. Garbage. No, it wasn't nice. It was trash. It was complete garbage. Bruv. Yeah, it could also be a musical for all I care. That's how bad it was. Yeah, it was garbage. Anyways, Legend of Korra. What do you think about it? Legend of Korra. Well, yeah, we did watch it. But like when we rewatched it, like last year, we tried to rewatch. We didn't finish it yet because we just paused, and we paused watching it. Like, it's good. It's actually typically good, cause you know, of course, sure, there's a lot of romantic stuff in the show that shouldn't be there. There's between Korra, I'm forgetting those two guys' names, Korra and that Earthbender and Firebender. There's a lot of mixed up stuff over there. And that guy Korra, a Metal Bender. I don't know why they changed it. Yeah, it should have. Metal still falls under earthbending, so they should just keep it as earthbending, you know? But I guess they wanted to put some subdivision and variety into their show, but who can blame them? But still, there's a lot of mixed up emotional stuff in there. Soundtracks are fire. Fight scenes, bits like Book 1, 2. Book 1, 2, the fights. What was the arc with that giant monster? That giant monster that, you know that monster when they were going back to the Avatar's past? That red one. What was that arc? I forgot. I completely forgot. Yeah. We haven't watched the show in a long time. That arc was too much for me. It was like too much. You see, like, we're struggling to remember stuff from The Legend of Korra, but if you ask us anything from Avatar The Last Airbender, we would know everything. Everything, bro. I can take a quiz right now. I can take a quiz right now and get everything wrong. Everything right, sorry. Everything right. It's like, you know, that's how good we are. We watched and loved that show. Bruh, favorite characters. What? Favorite characters. What? Favorite characters, what's wrong? Bruh, it's just that, I don't wanna name the characters, and why is that? It's like, speak. I kind of like, you know, some characters I remember the names, but you just said, okay, wait. No, I know. First favorite character. Avatar The Last Airbender. It's Todoroki. Oh, wait. Okay, let me start. Talk to you. Third has to be Sokka. Second has to be Azula. And first has to be Zuko. That's a messed up. Okay, what about yours? Yours, since mine is messed up. Mine has to be third, Ty Lee. What? Yeah, Ty Lee, bruh. Ty Lee. What's her name? May has to be second. And first, you know the drill. You know the drill. I'm just gonna do that. Since Zuko and Azula are both sister and brother, I'm just gonna make them first, you know? That's for people. I don't give a jack. Zuko and Azula are brother and sister, so they taking the first place. I see you're such a firebender fanatic. Bruv. They awesome. Okay, type 5. Okay, so like top 5. Okay. So, 4th. If I had to do top 5. 4th would be Sokka. 5th would have to be, tough. What? No, not even Aang. Did you have Aang in your list? No. Exactly. So don't judge. Exactly. No, none of us have Aang on our list. Because he was a simp, bro. He was a simp. What about Katara? Nah, everyone was simping over Katara. Like, nope. No ways. Mei was the one. Mei was the one. Mei was the one. No cap. Mei was the one. Straight up. I don't know, when Zuko and Mei were dating, that was like the best time of my life. I was like so happy. Like, that was the time. No, Legend of Korra. Wait, what? Legend of Korra, favorite character. Okay, hold up. Let me search the characters on Google, because I know my favorite characters, what they look like, but I don't know their names. Huh. See, Avatar, we know these guys, but Legend of Korra, we don't know Jack. Wait, Legend of Korra's on Netflix. What? It's on Netflix. Shoot, okay. First, has to be Korra. Well, yeah, I'm gonna do the reverse. First is Korra. Second. Asami, yeah, Asami. So, Asami Sato, yeah. She's slick. And then third, my boy Marco. Bolin can go to sleep. My boy Marco is where it's at. And you? Same, bro. Same. Okay. That's nice. Simple. Legend of Korra is simple. But if I was gonna add some other people, Opal would be fourth. What's that girl's name? Shit. Eska. Is Eska the boy or the girl? If Eska's the boy, then the girl version of him. She's fifth. How about we take quiz for Avatar Legend? Sure, I'm game. I can do this quiz. Sure. Okay, so it's asking, Iroh is a member of which secret society? Order of the Red Lotus, the Lost Tea Makers, the Order of the White Lotus, the Jasmine Dragon Tea Masters. Bruh. Order of the White Lotus. Wait, what? Order of the White Lotus. Isn't it red? What? Red? You're a freak. Mistake, bruh. I didn't... Doesn't matter. Which air temple is Momo discovered at? Shoot. Northern. Simple. Northern. You sure? Yes, Northern. Oh, sorry. I feel a bit sick. What creature taught Toph how to airbend? Earthbend. Huh? What creature taught Toph how to earthbend? Wow. Platypus bear. Simple. It can't be anything else. Which is the traditional age of the Avatar to be informed as they... Yeah, I give up. I don't remember all of these things. I thought I was Avatar weeb, but I'm gonna rewatch the show. I'm gonna say... Let's just continue. Okay. I'm gonna say they're 17, 13, 14 to... Let's say 18 to 14. Which city does King Bumi reign over? Omashu. Simple. Who is not one of Azula's best friends? There's Ursa, Ty Lee, Mai. All three are Azula's best friends. No, Ursa. I don't even know who Ursa is. Let me search quickly. No, forget that. Search afterwards. Who is not a member of the Freedom Fighters? Smellabeer. I'm gonna say all three. I don't remember Smellabee, who that is. What is the name of the waterbender that eventually trains Katara? Sokka, Arnak, Paku. Are the plant benders of the Foggy Bottom Swamp considered earthbenders, waterbenders, neither, both? Water. Sure. No, earth. When Sokka trains with Piando in the art of sword fighting, Sokka makes a sword of what material? Meteorites. Simple. Jiaso was Aang's guardian, but also friends with the which preceding Avatar? Jiaso. Yo. Didn't know. Jiaso. Yeah, didn't know either. Didn't know. Besides that. Roku, Kyoshi, Kuriki, I mean Kurik. I don't know. I need to watch this. I need to rewatch the show. Long Fang is the leader of which elite military units? Royal Earthbender's Guard, Council of the Five, Dai Li, Kyoshi Wars. I know this one. What about Shinigami? Simple, Council of the Five. Okay. How did Zuko get the scar on his face? I got this. He burned himself while cooking. good joke. Yeah, his father gave it to him in a duel. Submit. Let's see what we got out of 12. Please be 100, proof. We got 54%. What? We got 54%. We got an E. Yeah, just close the tab. Well, anyways, yeah, we tried our hardest. We need to rewatch the show, and we know that. We're not going to rewatch the movie because the movie tells us Jack. And yeah, we're rewatching the show starting from today. And yeah, so your favorite book. Favorite book. Oh, okay, the book. So Avatar's books. Favorite book. Yeah, actually add least favorite as well. Okay. Least favorite book would have to be The Water, book one. Okay, before people start rioting, you know, my least favorite book. The Water Book is my least favorite one, book one, because I've watched it so many times. That's the problem. So I can't make it my favorite if I know it the most. Because I'm not gonna enjoy watching it over and over again if I've watched it the most. You know? Okay, and most favorite one? Earth, bro. Earth was such a good book. I loved the journey. Like, I felt like I was in a journey going with them in Earth and the rest of the other books. Yeah, bro, typically you won't find that from The Legend of Korra. Legend of Korra, you don't feel like you're going on a journey, bro. You feel like you're legit watching the show. Naruto, like, compared to Naruto, Dragon Ball. Nah, I don't think Dragon Ball. You catch your guys as feeling like you're on a journey with them. Because, like, Dragon Ball, just fight scenes, legit fight scenes. But still, it was a good show. Avatar, I loved it because I felt like I was going on a journey with them. And Avatar Last Airbender, Korra, I felt like I was just watching a show. A good show. That's all I felt. I felt like I was just watching a good flipping show. That's it. That's all I felt. And yeah. And you, Neku, your favorite series and your least favorite one? My favorite one, of course. Earth. And least favorite one, Water. Because we watch everything together. That is, like, you know, we watch everything together. So most probably our favorite things will be the same, but not always. Because, like, we have different favorite characters. Waifus and all that stuff, but we still like the same type of characters, but we don't think they're the best characters. Yeah, it's like his favorite waifu is Akagaki minus Ryu Tachibana. No, we actually got in trouble with our mom for talking about Ryu Tachibana, bro. Like, that was painful, bro. This guy was posting about he dies, and then this guy decided to post it, and our mom saw it. And bruv, we was like getting a lecture, and that was so long. Like, never do that again. Don't worry, me too. But yeah, Avatar, good show. It's a nice show. Good to everything. We gotta rewatch it, and when we're done editing and submitting this thing to YouTube, that's what we're gonna do. And thank you for watching. Please subscribe. And this is I am Neku, and this is Sensei Neku. Signing out. Ara.